Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lacaparle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team with head coach Carly Wager. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Paul.
Recovered from last night's competition yet?
We did, yes. It was a late night, but it was a good night.
That's, when you host such an event like that, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of people, doesn't it?
It does, yes. It's not as relaxing as just showing up to a competition and going out and performing. There's a lot of working hands behind the scenes and a lot of preparation to prepare for a big competition like this. One of our coaches, Ellie Jacobs, really took it over for me and organized a lot of the parent groups and was in communication with our AD and stuff. And so that really took a lot of weight off of my shoulders. So I could focus more on the routines and what needed to be done and ready for that. So I appreciate her so much for taking on that big task and just our parents and all the preparation that they do to get ready for our competition. We had our cheesy chicken feed that sold out last night, so that was awesome. And then our gift table, we had parents that had to make a bunch of things for the gift table. So yeah, there's just a lot of working parts and behind the scenes that people, I think, don't realize how much goes into a competition. So we're so thankful for all the volunteers that helped out last night too. So
good. Yeah, Ellie, she does everything, social media and everything. She does a great job with the social media posts.
She does, yes. We went to a Just for Kicks camp, 4-day camp this summer, and one of the things they said was to find the strengths of each coach and utilize that, and we're definitely doing that this year. She's just so organized and keeps things in line for us, and so it's nice for her to focus on that. So then Hope and I can focus on the dances. So it's just, we make an awesome coaching staff.
Yeah. What'd you say, cheesy chicken sandwiches last night you were serving?
Yes, cheesy chicken sandwiches. And they had some pop and water and a bar to go with it. So, yeah, it was a good fundraiser for our dance team.
How many teams were involved in the competition last night, Carly?
We had 9 teams last night. And so that's a pretty good number for a Friday competition.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And some teams came from afar, I would gather, huh?
They did, yes. St. Cloud Cathedral came, and they're about 2 hours away. St. James said they were about 2.5 hours away. Wabasso, Worthington. So we've got some pretty far travelers. And then Camby, Mineota, and Montevideo, they were nice and close. Lakeview was there as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to see different routines and different dance teams. St. James... they're not in our section, are they?
They're not. No, I actually didn't even know that they had a dance team this year. And so that's fun to see them out at our competition wanting to travel so far. So
is Worthington in our section still?
Yes. Yep, okay. They are.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can give us the JV and the varsity results from last night.
Great. Yes. So our varsity jazz, St. Cloud Cathedral took first. They had a rank point of 4, so that means some judges put them in first and some put them in second, and then they dropped the high and the low and then averaged that out. We got second, so Lacaparle Valley, Dawson Boyd, and our rank point was 5, and so some put us in first, some put us in second, and then ranked that out. McCray RCW got third, and they are just having an awesome season this year. It's just kind of fun to see the underdog come up and rise up. So they've got a lot going for them this year. They had a rank point of 10. And so after looking at our scores and analyzing things a little bit, where Cathedral is really getting us is our technique of turns. And so that's something that we're going to start really focusing on more at practice. And so it's nice to get those scores back to see which areas you can start to focus on and hone down for the section meet. So,
okay, that was varsity jazz?
Varsity jazz, yeah. Right. And then JV jazz, Cathedral, so St. Cloud Cathedral has 2 JV jazz teams. So JV jazz A got first, and they had a rank point total of 3. So that means all the judges put them in first place. And then we got second place with a rank point total of 6. So then we got all second place ranks. And then Wabasso got 3rd for JV Jazz at a rank point of 9.5. And so the way that works is you can do like a half rank if they're not really, like say they feel like they're in between the rank of 9 and 10, so then they get that half rank point in there. Cathedral A, they come from a very studio-based background, and so that's where they get a lot of their technique, starting at, you know, 2-3 years old with that jazz dancing and ballet. And so they beat us by 35 points for JV Jazz. And so we're just going to keep working on our technique and see if we can get those scores up at each competition. So we're very proud of those routines. They had the best routines that they've performed so far, so that was really fun to see. They really feed off the crowd and the energy at the competitions. And so when they looked out to see everybody standing on our side, it was a majority of the side standing. That was just really cool to see. I told them to take it all in, because we don't have that many fans at every competition. So I think they really use that to drive their energy to get them through the routines last night. So that was fun.
Okay.
And then Varsity Kick, we got 1st place with a rank point total of 4. And then Cathedral had a rank point total of 5, and so that was also close. So I think it's going to be a neck and neck competition between Kick and Jazz with us and Cathedral, but that makes things fun and exciting, and we just continue to work. And then Montevideo got 3rd, and they had a rank point total of 14. So it was a great night. Sometimes what happens with points, Cathedral for Kick actually beat us by 2 points, but they go by what the judges rank us in, and so we ended up coming out on top with that. And so our Varsity Kick had a few mistakes in there, but overall we were very happy with their performance. We just got to keep pushing our endurance and our stamina, and like I had said last week, that we redid a full minute of choreography. And so it's just going to take some time for that new choreography to get, you know, in their brains. And so we'll just keep working on that at practice and keep going up from here. So we're very proud with how they performed last night.
Okay.
And then the JV Kick, they got 1st as well, and they had a rank point total of 3. Cathedral had a rank point total of 7. They were in 2nd place, and Monty had a rank point total of 9. And the JV Kick actually beat Cathedral by 42 points, and so that was really awesome and encouraging to see. So, yeah, we are very proud with the JV Kick as well. That was their best performance by far last night. So everybody's just doing an awesome job, and it's always just fun to dance on your home court.
All right. Let me ask you, how many judges are there, Carly, and where do they come from?
Yeah, so there's typically 5 judges, and then they are typically from the cities. And so they had a pretty late night heading back last night. And so, yeah, they're always looking for more rural judges. And so if anybody is ever interested, they can get certified through JAM to be a judge. So.
That's pretty, I know my daughter started out, wanted to be a dance judge, and it's pretty difficult. It's, they have a big, difficult training to go through, as I understand.
Yes. Even as a dance coach, I just am in awe of how they're able to, we have all these different choreography, or all these different categories that they judge us on, and you only get to see that 1 2.5 minute routine one time, you know. So their brains are just analyzing every little thing, and the ability for them to remember every little thing is just, it blows my mind. And so they go through some pretty extensive training, and to be able to be qualified and give us the best results. So
what did the judges say that the Shadows did very well at last night in High Kick and Jazz? Can you break it down for us?
Yep. So they really enjoy our routines. They like the choreography of our routines and the formations and transitions and just the overall how it looks. And so that's really good to have those high scores in that choreography base, because at this point, moving forward, it's kind of tricky. You want to leave, you know, your choreography the same as much as possible and just work on cleaning and technique and all that other little stuff that you can improve on. So I'm really excited to have high scores in those categories and just continue to work on our technique and our stamina. So those are pretty easy things to really hone down on and fix. So,
all right. Well, did you give cupcakes away last night, or brownies, or did you give a trophy away?
We did. And so in years past, we had Ryan Giles make our trophies. And so since he's gone now and we're kind of moving towards the food aspect of trophies.
That's a great idea.
Yes, the girls really enjoy that. And so we had cookies for Jazz, the Jazz teams, and those were from Casey's. And then Jubilee Foods made the cupcakes for the Kick Awards. And so the girls will get to eat their earnings on Monday.
There we go. Oh, you save them till Monday. Okay.
We do. Yeah, we save them for practice.
Yeah, maybe so. I'll show up for practice tomorrow.
Yes, you're more than welcome. We usually have plenty.
Okay. All right. So what's up next for the Shadows?
Yeah, so on Monday, we are performing our Light 6 routine at La Caparo, and so that's always a fun one. We set all the lights off, and the girls have choreographed a Light 6 routine. It's typically the juniors who come up with the routine each year, and so it's different each year. And so we encourage you to come out. That's always a fun one to come and watch. La Caparo has a new sound system, so we're excited to use that. The JV will be performing at the B-Squad halftime, and Varsity Kick will be performing at the Varsity halftime. And I believe it's a boys' game on Monday.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah. Good. Yeah, so come out and support the boys, and you can support the Shadows as well. So, okay. And then we have another home competition in Dawson, and that's going to be conference. So you have an opportunity to see us twice at our home bases, and so that will be January 27th for conference, and we'll send out more information as that gets closer as well.
Okay. All right. Real good, and there's no rest for you. What are you doing today?
Yeah, so I'm about to go pick up a van full of dancers, and we're all kind of carpooling as a team to head to ALEC and watch the ALEC competition as a team. We're going to go out for lunch at Zorba's beforehand and just have some fun team bonding time. So it's a little less pressure today going to watch, a little more fun. So we're excited to go do that as a team.
Any local teams up in Alexandria, do you know?
Yeah, so YME will be competing there, and then Grace Johnson is actually, and Hannah Johnson, they used to be coaches, or Grace used to dance for the Shadows, and Hannah Johnson was a coach for the Shadows as well, and they are now coaching assistant coaches for the Holly Nuggets dance team, and so we're going to go out and support them today, too.
That's right. Grace is a coach there for Holly, isn't she?
She is, yeah, so we're excited to go and give them some support and love back.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little time here, Carly, maybe mention some of your seniors on the Shadows. Can we do that?
Yep. We had our senior recognition last night, and so that's always such a bittersweet. We have 11 seniors this year, which is a big number to be graduating from our dance team. They have been such strong leaders, and we just appreciate them so much. We have two senior managers, and that's Rihanna Verkis and Calista Borman. And then our senior captains are Peyton Moe, Reese Mitchell, Emily Torstenson, and Annika Fernholz. And then our other seniors that are graduating are McKaylee Wente, Regan Martinson, Landry Schmidt, and Lexi Gleggie. And so, yeah, we're just We're excited for them to see what the rest of our season, you know, comes out to be. We're just kind of cherishing every moment that we have with them. So, yeah.
Good. All right. Very good report there this morning, Carly, on the Shadows. And congratulations from last night and putting on a good competition and coming away with some cupcakes.
Yeah.
So, and good luck this week.
Thank you so much, pal.
All right, that's head coach Carly Wager of the Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison this week? You'll find boneless pork sirloin chops at $1.99 a pound. Previously frozen baby back pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. 5 pounds of Best Choice russet potatoes, just $2.99. Many other specials store-wide at Jubilee Foods in Madison, your hometown grocer, with a bag of groceries and carry them to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money?